I just need the money.
You're gonna be a good boy and take a dive. We're gonna have to teach you a lesson.
The new movie Out of the Furnace is making waves in theaters this holiday season for its bleak, revenge-laden storyline, but most importantly for its performances. The movie stars six actors who have either won or been nominated for Academy Awards: Christian Bale, known more recently as Batman, Woody Harrelson, Casey Affleck, Willem Dafoe, Forrest Whitaker, and Sam Shepard. But there's another male actor in the film that you probably haven't heard about, at least until now. His name is Bobby Wolfe, and he grew up in Morgantown, where he now resides.
I just like to entertain. And I don't care if I'm in front of the camera, on stage, or whatever. If I can make someone laugh or anything, or you know, just have some fun.
Bobby Wolfe left Morgantown in 1988 to go to Nashville, Tennessee. He says he wanted to be the next Hank Williams, but that didn't quite work out. Instead, he started acting in community theater and performed in more than 400 performances. He was also doing commercials and had a role in a movie called Letters from a Wayward Son with Harry Connick Jr. But the movie wasn't released, so Bobby went to Hollywood.
Then in 2007, got the break on My Name is Earl. Two episodes of My Name is Earl, Frank's Girl and Burn Victim. And so that really kind of started everything. And I was just very, very close to having a recurring role on My Name is Earl. But then the writer's strike came, and that kind of put a kibosh on everything.
Bobby decided to move back home to Morgantown. He started working with a local community theater company, which took him to new heights. He won the award for Best Actor at the Southeastern Theater Conference a few years ago for his performance in the play I Am My Own Wife. Then, as soon as that show ended, he got a phone call, and his life was about to change again.
I had sent my headshot and resume and everything to Nancy Mosher Casting out of Pittsburgh, and they do all the casting for the films that come through Pittsburgh. And I was sitting in my living room. I said, "What am I going to do now?" And the phone rang. And she says, "Hey, I got a role here I think you'd be great for." I said, "Okay, send me the sides, and let me take a look at it, and I'll let you know." Took the sides, read them. Called her back. I said, "Yeah, when you want me to come up and audition?" So the following week, went up to Pittsburgh and auditioned. Sent it out to the casting director in L.A., Ronna Kress. And for about a week and a half, 2 weeks, it was back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Do we want him? Do they want him? Or anything? And Nancy was back there saying, "Yes, this is the guy you want for this role," and everything.
Bobby got the part in the film Out of the Furnace, directed by Scott Cooper. Cooper directed a movie called Crazy Heart, which won an Oscar about 5 years ago for Jeff Bridges as Best Actor. In Out of the Furnace, Bobby plays the character of Dwight Van Dunk, who is the henchman of the film's main villain, played by Woody Harrelson. Bobby doesn't have any lines in the film, but he's in several scenes alongside the film's stars. Wolfe says it's a pretty amazing experience to see himself on the big screen.
It was different than what I had seen my first time on television when I did the My Name is Earl scenes. And when I was watching the My Name is Earl, I was real nervous before they came on. But sitting up there at the premiere, I mean, I was just sitting back there and everything. And it just felt, say, yeah, this was right. You know, this was they made the right choice. And, this is where I was supposed to have been. And there was no nervousness and everything, but a little bit of pride, too, because, you know, say, hey, I made the big screen.
The film is out now in theaters and was shot in the Pittsburgh area, but also in the northern panhandle. The house where Woody Harrelson's character lives is actually just a few miles outside of Weirton. Wolfe says the house has a lot of ambiance, and that made it perfect for the movie.
They didn't have to dress it. I mean, this house was an old house on some guy's farm property. It was like 9 miles east of Weirton. And the house, it had newspapers on the floor. It had old furniture. The walls, the wallpaper were coming off the wall. And it looked like a house where someone would set up a meth lab or whatever. And they had a newspaper, I think, if I remember right, it was from 1963. They had old books. I believe they were from a couple of them were from like 18, 60s or something. And they, yeah, it was just an abandoned house, but it was a great house. Yeah, they didn't have to do anything to it. And it was just out on the perfect hillside where they wanted it. Scott said they were just driving along the road one day just looking for places, and they just drove up on it.
Wolf says it was even more special to have part of his first movie made in West Virginia. But he hopes there's more to come.
Hopefully now with my face on the screen now, you know, maybe there will be a director saying, hey, that guy would be great in a role that I'm looking at, you know. So, and hopefully, you know, something will come with that. There was one thing when I finished up filming, it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, and Scott Cooper came over and I shook his hand and he hugged me. And I said, thank you for the opportunity. He said, it won't be your last. So maybe he's going to have something for me later on down the road. So let's hope so.
Wolf says he will be acting in more plays and wants to try his hand in stage directing as well. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.